Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today we'll be discussing a brand new service, Complications Consultants. Here today we have guest Holly Clark, who's the CEO of the company, to talk to us more about this service. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory. Do you introduce yourself for us?
Yeah, my name is Holly Clark and I am the CEO and founder of The Complications Consultant. I've also got another company called Cosmetic Fillers London, which is aesthetics.
Well, that's amazing. I was wanting to know as well, what's your background? Like, what made you come into starting this second company as well?
So my background is actually in dentistry. I studied dentistry at Dundee University and graduated there when I was 26. I did aesthetics alongside dentistry for, I don't know, a number of years. But very, very quickly, I realised that the demand was quite high, especially from a medical sort of injecting point of view. My aesthetics company grew quite exponentially very quickly. So slowly I was cutting down a day and then cutting down another half day, and then so eventually I was just didn't do dentistry anymore. I'm still registered with the GDC, so yeah, I've still got that in place, mainly for the peace of mind of my prospective clients and legitimacy of staff as well. Yeah, and then through lockdown and COVID, I think a lot of people had the view to kind of want to change things up a little bit, maybe start something different. My main thing for me, which I like to do in my personal time, is travel. I wanted to try and find a way in which I could still earn money and travel at the same time. And I felt that there was a real gap in the market for supporting less experienced injectors. I was getting a lot of work come through for corrections of people that had, or clients that had gone to less experienced injectors, whether that be a less experienced nurse injector, medic injector, dentist injector, or whether it be a beautician, a layperson. There wasn't really much differentiation between the two. And I was correcting a lot of work, and I just thought, okay, this is fine, you know, I'm happy to do it. And you know, main thing being sort of making sure that the client is safe and happy. However, it's not really educating people on how to best deal with these issues. And that's what I wanted to do. So the fact that I wanted to be able to earn remotely, and actually I felt very passionate about bringing something new to the industry that is quite clearly lacking, tied in really, really nicely. So thank you, COVID.
I think COVID, although it's been a very terrible time, has actually created a lot of good out of it for a lot of people. So it's good, you know, that everybody's managed to literally see the silver lining in a very, very, very big cloud.
Yeah, it was huge.
Very huge. Brilliant. So obviously you spoke about a bit more about what the company is about. Could you explain to me what the actual service is about for anyone who's listening who's maybe not sure?
Yeah, of course. So the service is a remote service. It works with all of the consultants are medical aestheticians with at least 5 years experience in, you know, constant experience as well, not just sort of dipping in and out with injectables, aesthetic injectables, so Botox, fillers, fat dissolvers, things like that. And we run a support line. So you have any prospective members, for example, would have a direct line where they can contact a medical aesthetician immediately. So from dialing that call, as soon as they get through to speak to someone, the person that they are going to be speaking to is someone that can offer them immediate assistance. It's not going to have to, you know, no one's going to have to wait for anything. Obviously, with the nature of what we do, the likelihood is we're going to need to see clinical photos and things like that. They'll also be given email addresses. They can contact via WhatsApp. However, the initial first point of contact will be through a direct support telephone landline number. And then from that, we can articulate whether we need to get photos or more evidence, we need the notes, we need dosages, but all of that can be sort of resolved as the phone call progresses. It usually will run 8 till 8, so 8 a.m. in the morning till 8 p.m. for general inquiries. It can be stuff, you know, stuff to prevent a complication from happening. It doesn't always have to be the fact that, oh, you know, something really horrendous has happened. But it's just to prevent a complication from happening as well. Even something as small as, I can't remember what gauge needle to use, what cannula should I be using for this treatment? It can be something really quite minor as that. If we feel it's going to prevent a complication, it's worth a phone call. And there's nothing like this available at the moment. So I feel it's really, really important. After these sort of opening hours, so around 8 till 8, if there is a more time-critical complication, such as a vascular occlusion or a suspected vascular occlusion, there will be someone monitoring that phone on call 24/7.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And like you said, there is definitely a gap for it because I don't think anyone has even thought about this, really. It's actually quite interesting as well, just to help give that extra cushion to practitioners who may feel a bit uncomfortable or just want to double check with someone, but obviously maybe doesn't have a friend, or, you know, they work alone and they don't really can't just nip out and speak to someone quickly about it. They can always just drop a phone call.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, the academies most of the academies, you know, they're okay in the sense that they all do offer a follow-up service to their delegates. However, the academy owners and the academy sort of trainers, they're all busy people. So I know from my own experience, when I first qualified 8 years ago, I would send, you know, emails for second opinions. It was never anything massively sinister, unfortunately, but I would sometimes have to wait a week to 2 weeks for a reply, and it's just not productive to general day-to-day practice. So and if you need assistance, you need it now. You know, you don't want to have to wait for it. You know, if you've got a client, for example, and they have an extensive medical history and they're on a long list of medications and you don't know whether it's safe to treat them, you could potentially lose that client forever if you don't have the answers to that question. So they can literally just excuse themselves from that consultation and just give us a call and reel off the medications, and we can say, yes, it's fine. No, get consultants clearance. You know, there's lots of things that we can do to support them. So, yeah, I think it's really, really, really good service.
That's really good. So I think my next question is, what's your kind of your goals for this service? Like, what is your end result you'd like to achieve?
I think end result, I would like the service to be offered or accepted by the majority of policyholders. And obviously works in the best interests of the public. But with that said, it's also really nice for that injector to feel supported. So to know that, it will just give them that extra little bit of confidence to go into their working day. I mean, the highest sort of importance is going to be placed on public safety. That's it. That's the main aim and the main goal of the service that we're offering, to make the injector feel confident and competent in their skill and the delivery of their service, but also to make sure that the client feels safe in the hands of that injector.
Definitely. That's really amazing. And I'm really glad to hear. Basically, you just got everyone's best interests at heart as well. You know, it's not just a scheme. It is essentially just to kind of help bridge that gap to help people feel more confident.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's really worth noting that there is a massive divide within the industry of medic and non-medic injectors. You know, whether that's right or wrong, the fact of the matter is non-medic injectors are allowed to work within this industry. And so in my opinion, and the opinion of the consultants that work under my umbrella, why not try and make it as safe as possible? And there's absolutely no judgment given to anyone that uses our service, anyone at all. There's no criticism, there's no judgment. If there's criticism, it will always be constructive. We're never ever going to judge anyone or make anyone feel a lesser person, because the main aim is to make the industry safer, and it's just so desperately needed at the moment. So
no, definitely. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your new company, or selfless little plug?
Yeah, I think the main thing really moving forward is definitely public education. If you're a client, look out for our logo, because anyone that's registered with the Complications Consultant will have a membership, you know, number, and we will be giving them logos and branding so they can put that all over their social media. So from a client perspective, you know that they're working as ethically and as safely as they possibly can. So from a client's perspective, definitely have a look out for that. And from an injector's perspective, if you're not sure or you just want to have a chat with one of us to find out what our service is like, then please, we're on social media, we've got our, you know, our web address, and we're here to support everyone. So that's all really.
No, absolutely fine. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Lovely, thank you.
Thank you to my guest today, Holly Clark, for talking about her new aesthetic service, Complications Consultants. If you purchase an aesthetics policy with us, you'll be able to choose her service as an add-on. To learn more, feel free to speak to one of our advisors at hello@insyncinsurance.co.uk or call 012-0030-9516. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and the self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compares prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted winners 3 years in a row.